pork and poultry sausage. Nearly 30 pounds of it are being recalled over user complaints of metal pieces found in the sausages. The Department of Ag is saying the recall includes Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey, with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A new survey out from the employment staffing service Monster.com came out and said that money was one of the top priorities of job seekers. Now, one of the things, though, that can hold us back from finding that new opportunity is fear, especially fear of the unknown. Well, Jen Sincero has a website, and she's an entrepreneur, and she's also a financial expert. She joined me, and one of the things we discussed was fear.
Fear is necessary if you're going to change your life. If you're not scared, you're doing something wrong because it means you're staying in your familiarity zone. So, of course, it's scary doing something, but it's also really exciting. So what you're looking for is that, I call it like the terror excitement of changing your life. You need to be equal parts terrified and excited, and then you know you've hit the bullseye, and that's exactly what you should do.
Jen also talks about how sometimes when we want to make changes in our life, that also means breaking off relationships that might not be healthy and finding new friends.
You almost always need to change that if you're going to improve yourself. Because when you decide to change who you're being, you know, we all hang out with people who are sort of at the same level as us. So if you want to really go for it in a whole new way, you often have to seek out all new people. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of your old friends, but it does mean you need to hang out with people who are going to inspire you and support you and give you ideas and model the fact that you can do anything you want to do with your life. It is so important. We are so malleable and are so affected by the people who surround us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here on WHCRDB, the voice of business here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program runs every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can hear the program by link if you don't hear it live on the by going through the website at the Chamber. You can also check us out on the archives. We will be having the program live on Facebook. We have done that in the past. Right now, our technology is such that we're not doing it, but I'm hoping that some of my guests will come back at a later time next year so that they can be actually seen and heard on Facebook Live. So one of the people that I would like to have come back next time, who's here today for the first time, is Chef Pat Miller. Pat, welcome to Teachable Moments in Business.
Good afternoon.
I'm really glad that you're here. Pat has an interesting story to tell us, and I do recommend that you have a pencil and paper handy because you're going to be hearing some ideas and some tips about launching and managing a business. And whatever we talk about applies to virtually any business. And she has an interesting one that I think is wonderful, and that is that her business is a is called Blue Moon Culinary, and it's a unique off-site catering company that proudly offers locally sourced and organic food directly from her kitchen to their client's table. So, Pat, thank you for coming here today.
You're welcome.
We were talking before the show started, and I often suggest that we can touch briefly on how we met. You and I met at the BW Nice, which is a networking group called BW Nice, stands for Business Women Networking in Charity and Education. And you actually were filling in for the president of that organization for that networking chapter in Hunterdon County, in New Jersey. And later you came up to me and said that you'd like to be interviewed on this radio program. So I'm glad that you're here.
Thanks.
And I hope you'll come back after we go on Facebook Live, hopefully next year. We were there before. These programs are archived both on the the website for the chamber as well as on the Teachable Moments in Business Facebook page that I set up. So I'd like to get introduce you to your business and you to our listeners. And to I've got a bunch of questions. I almost don't know where to begin. but before we do, I'm going to go into a message from one of our sponsors and do a quickie weather, and then we're really going to start talking.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lid Morgan. You're speaking, and the commercial you just heard was all about the Business Expo that we had back in November, early November. And I hope it's that you put that on your calendar for next year, 2019, because it's a wonderful program. But let's taking a look at the weather. Right now, it's sunny. And with a partly cloudy and sunny with lows tonight of about 20 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at tonight a low of about 24 degrees probably. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, we're looking at being sunny with a few afternoon clouds with a high of 41 degrees. And then Wednesday night, considerable cloudiness with a low of 26 with light winds and variable weather. And then Thursday, what's going to happen? Thursday, it will be, again, cloudy, and the weather's not going to be real cold. It'll be above freezing, which is good. And then we may come back for an extended weather forecast. So, Pat, I'm glad you're here, and you have introduced concepts about food that you have developed for your clients, and I went through your website to see exactly how you present yourself, and you are a full-service caterer, and you provide meals specifically to meet the needs of certain dietary considerations that your clients have. Is that your primary focus, or you can cook for anybody?
I can cook for anybody, but yes, my primary focus is providing for people who are on specialized diets like gluten-free, grain-free, vegetarians, vegans, paleo diets, keto diets, basically anything other than the standard American diet.
Okay. Now, as a counselor for entrepreneurs and small business owners, I've run into people that want to start their own food service business. And you and I were talking about getting the business started and where you prepare the food. And I know you had pointed out, which I knew, in New Jersey it's tough to get approval to cook out of your home. In fact, you really need to have a licensed facility where you can prepare your food, and you do have that.
Yes, yeah, in the state of New Jersey, you just can't legally cook out of your home kitchen and sell it to the public. So you have to have a licensed and inspected commercial facility.
Mm-hmm. So. And you also have, I assume you have your own license, your own insurance also for your business?
Correct.
Yeah, so you had a few things that you had to pull together before you could even launch this business.
Yeah, it was a 2 or 3 month jumping through hoops and figuring out which piece had to come first in order to get the next piece in place.
Yeah, but you did it, and you've been in business for about a year now.
Just about.
That's wonderful. So you prepare food in your licensed facility, and then you take it to the client's home.
Yep, as we say, we put dinner on your doorstep.
You really do. Does it have to be, if they're not there, I assume it has to be warmed up if they come home after work?
Yes. For the personal chef meal service that I offer, I deliver right to the client's home. And if you're not home when I come, I can leave it for you on your porch, right in a little cooler on ice, and you can just heat it and eat it as you will.
Wow. I've heard of people having this kind of business where they'll prepare a certain number of meals in a week's time. Is that something you're able to do?
Yes, that's basically what I do.
As you do. So if you deliver food to somebody, you may be delivering several meals then.
Yes.
In addition to just that nice selection.
Yep, absolutely.
That's good. All right. Well, I'm always curious about why people go into any given business. So why did you start this business?
Well, that's something that I've actually been thinking about since I was about maybe 13 years old. I thought about going to culinary school at the time. I got sidetracked by a boyfriend when I was a teenager and took the long way around and spent many years in food service businesses, anywhere from waitressing to short order cooking, banquet management, a lot of different places in the industry, just getting experience. And I finally got a chance to come back to it and launch something for myself.
In that journey, I assume that you witnessed the fact that there are people who have serious concerns about whatever it is that they're eating because they have allergic reactions or other concerns. So is this, you obviously made those observations. Is this what led you into this particular direction with the specialty areas that you work in?
Primarily, it was born out of my own desire to change my diet, out of a lot of reading and learning about different foods and how they can help or hurt the body. So over time, I just kind of started cooking like this on my own for myself and my husband and, you know, figured out that there was a lot of other people who had similar concerns and who could benefit from actually having somebody who understood what their needs were.
So you and I both belong to this networking group, BW Nice, but you also have other ways to meet clients. So share with us some of the things you do to attract attention, to get people knocking on your door.
Sure. One of the things I did and have continued to do is to reach out to small businesses that are in alignment with what I do, like small boutique fitness studios, massage therapists, and other businesses, nutritionists, that also share a desire for health and wellness. And I've, you know, worked with several different small businesses like that, offering to come in and do like a joint event with them, have a little open house that advertises what they do. And of course, I come in and provide a little food for the open house and advertise what I do.
Oh, that's called in the marketing advice that I give to people, we call that fusion marketing. So you're creating a relationship with other service providers who cater to the same clientele, but they're not in direct competition with you. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to develop relationships, and in fact, that way you may bring your clients to those folks who have other services that they provide, whereas their clients may then come to you as well.
Yeah, so it's exactly.
It's a great collaborative.
In my weekly emails that I send out that have my home delivery menus in it every week, what's going on in my business that week, if I'm doing any festivals or events, I'm going to be doing a tasting or something, that's all in my newsletter. So you can find out that you can go to a tasting at Velocity Studios this evening and come and have, you know, come in for spin class. So I usually list those different fitness centers and different businesses that I work with in my emails as well, so that everybody gets an idea of who it is that I work with and recommend as far as, you know, their health and fitness needs.
Sounds like you're working 24/7.
Sort of.
So the newsletter that you write, is this an online newsletter or you've printed out?
It's a MailChimp going to the email list of all my clients, and then it also posts up on Facebook.
It does. Wow.
And we're working on linking it to my website.
I looked at your website, which looks really nice. So your website is bluemoonculinary.com.
That's it.
That's it. And it looks like you have some really good-looking pictures on there for the food that you serve.
Had a very good photographer.
Yeah. Did you get that photographer locally?
I did, actually. The company that manages my website is located right here in Flemington, actually. It's Best Talent Management Services, and their web designer, Mike, was also my photographer. So.
Oh, that's good. I love working local. And in fact, you're able to source local food as well?
Yes, I do source locally and organically as much as possible. So over the years, my husband and I got to know a lot of local farmers, anything from beef, chicken, pork, turkeys, produce, dairy, cheese. And we've gotten to know a lot of farmers around the Hunterdon County area just shopping for ourselves. So, you know, in turn, I try to utilize their products and especially their specialties, what's unique about their businesses in what I do. And if, you know, if I can't find what I need there, then I head out to the grocery store for whatever's on the organic shelf.
Wow, that's so you really have to you've got a lot of ground to cover just to be able to pull that together.
Yes, I do.
Did your husband work with you in the business?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
He's my taste tester.
Okay, and he's your support, obviously.
Right.
Okay. Well, we have a couple of words from our sponsors that we're going to share with people, and then I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington, New Jersey. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. My guest is Chef Pat Miller, who is the owner of Blue Moon Culinary. And we've been talking about the nature of her business and the focus that she has in producing and food and diets and different entrees and dishes for those people who have dietary concerns. One of the things you talked about was the nature, the types of people that you connect with to get to the end user, which I love that. And when I counsel someone about their target audience, and it's amazing how many business owners are not clear on exactly who their target audiences are, you cater to the end user, but you don't know who needs what you have to offer. So you're doing exactly what I recommend, and that is to develop relationships with people that know people. And typically, I recommend that a business owner focus on no more than three or four target audiences. So you have your professionals in the healthcare arena. Mm-hmm. That's one category, and you can break that apart into several different categories, I think. You also can meet people through the networking groups that you belong to. So you belong to BW Nice as well as you belong to the BNI group in Clinton, you said?
Yes, BNI Insiders.
Is that the name of that each group, I think, has its own
name? Yes, that's the name of that particular chapter.
So that's another thing. And so what other avenues have you pursued to reach people that need, who need and one can afford what you have to offer?
Primarily through the networking groups and, you know, through my connections with the health and wellness industry, but also just on Facebook and just getting myself out there. And one of the things that I will do is, like, festival events. Generally, I tend to lean towards events that are, like, yoga, music festival-focused, and generally, we wind up doing like a vegan menu for that for a lot of reasons. One, it's a little bit easier to deal with on an on-site kitchen, less concerns as far as the health department goes. Mm-hmm. And it's also generally some of the events that I do, that's actually what they prefer, is to have a vegan diet and have vegan food service for their events.
Oh, really? That's mm-hmm. interesting. Now, do you actually, so you actually sell food at these festivals?
Yes.
Do you cook it there, or do you bring it to the event?
It depends on the event. I have done festivals that were close enough to my kitchen that I could cook most of what I was doing there and deliver it at the specified meal times. But other events that I've done have been retail on-site events where we just kind of bring a little kitchen with us and we cook to order.
So you have all of this set up in a, you have a set up in a truck that you can. How do you get there?
Aha! With a really full van.
And you have a tent, I assume. You probably set up a tent.
So, have a tent and a three burner cooking unit, and we have a grill, and we have all manner of things to work with.
Yeah, it's amazing the fact that you source your ingredients locally, and then you also have the setup you have, and then you have to have plasticware and dishes, and I mean there's a lot of things you do.
There's a lot of moving parts to what we do.
That's exactly the way it should be put. You do have a lot of moving parts, but you obviously are very well organized. And to your credit,
I am a lover of lists.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, on your website, do you indicate on the website where you'll be appearing in festivals and other events?
We are working on getting that page up. We have an events page up, but I haven't learned how to fill it in myself yet, so it's not up to date.
But that
is coming soon. Yes.
Yeah. That's good, yeah, because I'd like to believe that your website is the go-to place to find out about different events that are happening, and of course, the fact that people can see your calendar there to see where they can run into you. Do you ever notify your customers as well as your prospects where you will be at an event? Do you let them know?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, part of what I put out with the weekly email, in addition to my home delivery menus, is a list of places that I'm going to be. If there's an open house somewhere, you can come and find me here. If there's a festival, you can come and visit, and just, it's a way of promoting the events and also, letting people know we're going to be around here and you can stop in and, grab a beer and get something to eat.
Now, when you go to the festivals, do you stay within a certain radius of, you're based in Glen Gardner, is where your business is based, I think. Is that what I read?
Yes, that's correct.
So you go, do you work within a certain radius of Glen Gardner?
I haven't always, because some of the festivals are just kind of events unto themselves, and I'm not necessarily there as a marketing tool. So I have actually done some festivals in Maryland and in Pennsylvania, as well as a couple of things that are local.
Oh, wow. So our listeners are going to have to look for Blue Moon Culinary and certainly going to your website. Once you get, you'll have up a list. You have a list up shortly about where you'll be located. I guess the next question is, how did you come up with the name Blue Moon Culinary?
Because it's unique, which a blue moon is a very unique occurrence. It only happens, I think, about once every 7 years, a true blue moon. I think that's the timing for it. So, and what I do in the food service industry is also a little bit unique. So that's kind of how it came together, is we are rare and unique.
Yeah. So now, okay, so let's talk about unique. How do you break that? How would you describe the uniqueness? I mean, you fall into several different categories of activities and focus that make you unique. Compare, because there are people out there that do it, who provide food services and catering services.
Absolutely. Actually, I was at doing an event last week, and one of the particular people who was attending the event had asked the server, as each different food came out, is it gluten-free? Is it dairy-free? Because she knew I was catering, so she knew that there was going to be options for her. But during the event, she said to me, I'm so happy I can actually go to a party and eat some of the food. A lot of times I go to an event, and there's really nothing I can eat. So that's part of what makes us unique, is that we do take that dietary issues into account when we plan our menus. And most everything that comes out of my kitchen is gluten-free because I don't cook with anything glutinous. But I do use, you know, for instance, if you order sandwiches for a business lunch and you want regular bread, I can do that because I'm not actually cooking and getting it all in the equipment and everything and risking that cross-contamination for people who are super gluten-sensitive. So everything in the kitchen that I cook myself, it will be gluten-free, it will be soy-free, and it would be peanut-free. Those are the three things that I don't use in my kitchen. But otherwise, though, basically we offer a lot of different options for people that have concerns. And, you know, I will tell people when they're talking about catering and a party and things, depending on what they want, I will say, I am not your typical baked ziti and chicken parm caterer.
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for, I can recommend a lot of different people. But if you want something that's a little bit different, unique, that's fresh, whole, real food, then we can talk.
Yeah. Yeah, so you really have to get to know your client and what their needs are and explore, I guess, the special events that you might be preparing food for before you actually sign an agreement, I guess, with those people.
Yeah, people pretty much, we sit down and we have a menu consultation because it, like everything that's on my website is a sample of what we can do. Mm-hmm. And then I will sit down with a client and just say, okay, so you kind of like this package. We want to go with maybe a cocktail party sort of event. Let's talk about, first of all, if there's any specific issues in food that you want to deal with, any allergies that you need me to be aware of. And then we can design a menu based on your needs and figure out exactly what's going to work best for your event.
Yeah. Do you ever have certain events that are back to back where you can cook the same food for, and then you prepare just one or several dishes, but it's for several different clients?
That depends on whether or not I have control over the menu.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's a catering client and they want a specific menu, that's what I'm cooking.
Yeah.
So if I have two of those back to back, then it's a little bit more difficult because I have two completely different sets of moving parts. Some things will hopefully overlap. If it's something like I have a catering event and then I also have a tasting, well, then that's easy because I have total control over the tasting menu and I can say, okay, well, we're going to use this from this job and we're going to use this one and that'll be what we'll do for the tasting. So I'll just make a little more.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked to people that do cooking and food preparation. A lot of them in the past that I've experienced is that they do all the food preparation early in the morning before the before the crack of dawn. Is that what you do?
Yeah, it can tend to be kind of an early gig and kind of a late gig in the same day.
Yeah.
Because to get all the moving parts on an event, I do have people who can come and help me. I do a lot of the work myself.
I wondered about that.
So... You know, since I'm a pretty young business, I do a lot of the work myself, and I will make arrangements to come in a day or two early even, make sure I have everything I need, and just start taking care of, okay, I can do this now because it's even better if it sits and marinates for a couple of days. So I can get these things out of the way first. And then the morning of the event, I'll be there real early, and we'll just be ticking off details off that list until everything is packaged and moving towards the car.
Yeah. Now, do you have people that can do delivery for you?
Not really yet. Eventually.
Well, that's, you know, when you're self-employed and you have your own business, I met a fellow one time who had the letter CCBW written after his name on his business card, and I said, "What does CCBW mean?" And he said, "I can't believe you had the guts to ask me." He said, "Most people don't want to look like they're not knowledgeable about the different certifications." It stood for Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
I just got it before you said it. I was thinking there, what is that? What is that? And I said, what do I say? I'm everything. Yeah, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer,
right.
Accountant.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why you have to have a system. Well, the fact that you're using... you're using MailChimp for your newsletter. So you have to have systems. Yeah. Have a bookkeeping system. Do you have ways of...
QuickBooks.
You're using QuickBooks.
Yes.
So that's per... Any other systems that you're using right now that help you in organizing?
Not so much. My systems are very old-fashioned in that I carry a notebook stuffed with paper.
Yeah.
And when people, call me and give me orders, email orders to me, I write them down. I put them where they need to be in the date.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, it's an old-fashioned organization. I may not be as young as I sound, people.
Oh, well, but it works for you.
And it does.
It's one of the systems that I think people have trouble with is how they're going to control the contact information from clients as well as prospects. And I do recommend a CRM or customer relationship management program. And many of my clients check out a website called HubSpot.com. And HubSpot does have a cloud-based a CRM system, customer relationship management, or some people say CRM, but it's essentially a database that enables you to have a place where you put name, address, phone number, email address, if it's a business, their website. All the people that you work with actually can go onto that database just by having checkoff boxes. So you could have your professionals in the healthcare arena could go on there, the farmers and your various sources for food and supplies can go on that system, as well as your prospective customers, as well as current customers, and also callback dates. There's a whole host of all of the events that you go to. You could put every contact, regardless of what it is, in that same system, and just by having checkoff boxes, you know where you've identified who they are.
Okay, yeah.
And in fact, if you meet a consumer through one of the professionals, for example, through one of the healthcare organizations, you could almost have a way to cross-reference.
You can kind of have that subcategory.
Yeah, so
this customer came through that business.
Exactly.
Yes, got you.
Because what I sometimes find is that the customers that came through a particular referral agent, we'll call them a referral agent, you may want to offer those people something special.
A specific incentive,
specific,
yes.
Opposed to, let's say you've developed a new recipe for the kind of people that you met through a certain organization, you might just announce what's available just to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Not to your entire list, but
to.
So that's something to think about. That's one thing that I do believe one has to have for a business. And I've been doing database marketing for over 35 years. I've been in business since 1976. So I'm really old. But my database is on my computer because I didn't need something cloud-based. But in your case, because you do go out and you see clients or you go to those fairs where you're presenting your food, it's a good idea maybe to have a cloud-based system that you can access in your travels just in case. But that's something.
Yeah, pretty much everything is right here on my phone at my fingertips.
So that's one of the systems that I think people have trouble with, and I do recommend to our listeners, if you don't have a CRM system, get one, and you can find it at HubSpot.com. That's one, and it's free. There are CRM systems that have a subscription fee, but the HubSpot claims that theirs will always be at no cost.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, in this day and age, free is good.
And can a system like that also populate like the QuickBooks or the MailChimp email addresses? Can you
That's something you would have
it?
To look into, but yeah. It certainly would be an ideal situation if you could do that. Years ago, I had my old business partner from years ago, and I helped somebody set up a system, and he had to write a special program to pull her QuickBooks clients into her CRM system, but today it's probably easier to do that.
Yeah, that's something I've found that is, you know, a troublesome aspect of having this various programs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have basically two databases. I have the MailChimp database and I have the QuickBooks database. And,
yeah.
You know, obviously some of what's on QuickBooks would not be on MailChimp because it's vendors and, you know, and business contacts and such. But yeah, that just having to do things twice just shoot me.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I was here one time. I went to a small business expo, and I did a little survey by asking people how they kept track of the contacts that they were getting at that expo. And one lady said, "Well, I put." She said, "My contacts are in my QuickBooks." I said, "Well, suppose somebody hasn't done business with you yet," and she said, "Well, if I did a proposal for them, they're in my QuickBooks." And I handed her my business card, and I said, I want you to call me 6 months from now. Where are you going to put my name? And she had no place to put it.
So this
is where having callback dates and reminders all going into that same system. Because once somebody has gone from being a suspect to a prospect, which case I, in her eyes, I would have been a prospect because I asked her to call me 6 months from now.
Right.
I could realistically be in her database with a callback date. So that's one area of that I think small business owners have difficulty with. Otherwise, I mean, you've got things under control with the using the MailChimp and also your QuickBooks. I'm impressed by that because it's amazing. People are afraid of – you have to do technology, and some people are just afraid of it. But when you do a lot as you do,
you need
to maintain that control.
I've run a very small, simple business before where I did absolutely everything on paper because it was just – easier, and I am prone to fits of Tourette's when faced with a computer.
So you have to have systems in place for sure. Okay, we're going to hear some of messages from some of our sponsors. I'll be back.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
USA Radio News.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So,
President Trump at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. The president continues,
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was facing tough questions today on Capitol Hill regarding data collection and user privacy. Some Republicans have accused Google of blocking conservative views. The search engine, though, denies that claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington on WHCRDB. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host on this program, and my guest is Chef Pat Miller, whose business is Blue Moon Culinary, and she has a very unique way of serving clients with special needs when it comes to their dietary restrictions. And also, I want to thank you for being here. We were just talking about this time of year, people have holiday situations. They have variable needs with regard to their schedules. I mean, let's talk about some of your clients and how you've been able to address and satisfy the concerns that they have.
Well, a lot of my clients are couples that just don't have a lot of time in their schedule for cooking. They're either running the kids around or they have long commutes and they just get back late. And, you know, it's helpful for them to just be able to grab a prepared meal out of the fridge, throw it on a plate, put it in the microwave, and have dinner ready in 3 minutes. But in doing that, though, they actually get a little bit of a treat because the way I structure my meal delivery service is that it's sort of like looking at a restaurant menu. You have a number of entrees that are listed for the meat eaters, and you have entrees that are listed for vegetarian and vegan eaters, and people can choose, you know, I want one portion of something, or you know, I want two portions of that because we both like it, but my husband is allergic to shrimp and I'm not, so I'm going to get the shrimp and he's going to enjoy this with chicken. You know, so we can actually fill multiple people's dietary needs in the same household.
Wow. That sounds complicated, just organizing that. Do you put everybody's name on the packages that you deliver?
Well, everything's labeled. Each customer has their own cooler with whatever it is they've ordered that week. It's all packed up and ready to go, and everything in it is labeled with what's in the box. That's actually one of my hashtags. Hashtags, what's inside the box.
Do you have special boxes?
I actually, since I try to be fairly environmentally conscious, so I actually use, it's a waxed cardboard box, but it's like a little takeout container, and it's, I forget the dimensions exactly, but it's a nice little rectangular box that will fit an entree and a side dish, you know, very nicely, and I can just close it up, label it for you, and you're ready to go.
Can they then be put in the microwave?
They can, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
And then they can be, you know, probably composted or put in your recycling or put through your fireplace. They make great fire starters.
Oh, they would. That's interesting. You mentioned the one client who's a dog trainer.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Share that story.
Part of what I've done on my journey getting to this business is working as a professional pet sitter for about 11 years, actually prior to opening Blue Moon Culinary. And I am still doing some pet sitting work while Blue Moon grows. And one of my clients is one of my pet sitting clients. She's about 89 years old. God bless her. I want to be her when I grow up. She still does dog training. She does obedience training with her dogs. And she still goes out and actively shows. So right now, she is not what you would call my target market client. She's a regular, like, meat and potatoes kind of girl. And she has gotten started, though, with a dog training class that gets in the way of dinner schedule for her. So I kind of have a combination of food and pet sitting to do with her every week while she has her young puppy at his obedience class. I am in her house getting the food ready for her dog's dinner, and I bring with me the dinner for her. And I just leave it for her in the fridge and put the instructions on it. And like I said, she's just like your very typical, you know, eats roast chicken and potatoes and likes pasta and sauce and, you know, very typical eater. But there's also things on her on my menu that she finds perfectly wonderful, you know, because it's just good, real food. So, yeah. You know, what's not to like?
What are some of your popular dishes that you make?
Well, one of the most popular recently, actually from this week, was our taco frittata. So it's basically a spiral cut potatoes that are sautéed, and I top that with grass-fed ground beef that I've sautéed into a taco meat. I spice it up myself rather than using your little taco packet.
Right, okay.
And that goes on top of the potatoes, and then we whip up a couple of eggs with a little cheddar cheese, throw it on top of that, and cover it up, and just let it cook until it's nice and toasty. It makes kind of like a crust out of the potatoes on the bottom of it. And then you flip it out onto your pan, and you put a little salsa on top of it, and you're ready to go.
Sounds wonderful.
But, you know, I work with a lot of different foods. You know, yeah. Beef. Actually, I have a barbecued flank steak that has been extremely popular lately. It's just smoked a little bit on a stovetop smoker that I have. So it's got a wee bit of smoke flavor, but it's not smoked, you know, low, slow, and for hours and hours. You know, it just smokes for about an hour, and then I finish it up in a crock pot. So it becomes really moist and just falls apart like beautiful barbecue. And we serve that with, like, mashed sweet potatoes with a little bit of maple in it. So it's, you know,
that sounds good.
Really tasty.
That sounds lovely. Mm. Wow. I have a question. This is maybe a stupid question, but I'm not clear on what's the difference between vegetarian and vegan.
Okay, that's a great question, actually, because a lot of people are not really aware of the fine details there. So a vegetarian will eat things that are animal-based to an extent, but they will not eat actual meat. So a vegetarian would eat eggs,
okay,
would eat cheeses, other dairy products, and your vegan does not eat anything that came from an animal. So they would not have any dairy products whatsoever. No, you know, no meat of any kind, no fish. You know, proteins are like soy or legume based. It comes from vegetables and whole grains. And the vegetarian has a little bit wider range, and then there are a few people who are pescatarians, which is basically a vegetarian that will eat fish.
Okay. Oh boy. Now, are these all your own recipes, or where do you get the ideas?
A lot of them are my own recipes. I like to read cookbooks and search things up online for inspiration, but I do usually wind up modifying them, especially if I'm trying to take a standard recipe and get it to that space where it is, say, turn it into a vegan recipe. So, you know, I'll have to figure out how to get, say, out of a cake, how to get the eggs out of the cake, how to get the milk product out of the cake and use something different for it. So
you have to be a scientist, I guess, to a point, figuring out
a little bit. You have to be a scientist, a willing inventor, and occasionally have a disastrous flop.
Then you go back to the drawing board.
Absolutely.
Well, it would seem to me too that you running into clients who have are looking to lose weight, so they're very concerned about obviously what they're consuming. Do you have ways to measure the calories in a food that you make?
Typically, I am a on the fly no measure cook, unless it comes to baking, which is a little more scientific, mm-hmm, to make sure that things come out in the proper consistency, but. So my calorie counts could be somewhat accurate, but would not be entirely accurate because I don't measure absolutely everything that's going in there.
Mm-hmm. But if somebody is trying to lose weight, you have a sense of what they should or should not have.
Sure. And it's largely about portion control, and depending on that's what true. Particular program that they are desirous of eating in, because there's a lot of ways to lose weight.
Yeah. Good point. You know, today you hear about people that have they're allergic to the gluten. I have a niece who can't eat sesame seeds and some other seeds or nuts. But she can, she's not allergic to peanuts, but she's allergic to sesame is one of them, actually.
Okay.
But you hear about all these food allergies. When I was growing up, you never heard about these things.
Me neither. There was a rare kid in that I could remember that was allergic to peanuts and maybe somebody who was allergic to eggs.
Yeah.
But, yes.
But it's it seems to be growing, or is it? Or was it there and we just didn't know it?
I think it's definitely growing. Yeah. I think things have happened in our mass food production that have, you know, introduced maybe even outside influences. There's a lot of debate about the quality of the wheat that we consume today and whether or not the pesticides that are used in growing the wheat are actually a bigger problem than the gluten itself.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. I was at a I work in the pet industry, by the way, and I have done so since 1976. But I went to a pet industry trade event in October and heard a fellow talking about nutrition. And one of the things he said is that some of the ingredients that go into pet food, some of them are vegetable-based. He said they don't have the nutritional value that they had years ago because of the soil, because the changes in the soil, and
yeah.
Also maybe because of the different pesticides that are being used.
Yeah, the farming techniques that have been used for a long, long time, the soils become very, very depleted, and farmers are obligated to use a large amounts of, like, nitrogen-based fertilizers.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the large commercial farmers are also using pesticides that are, you know, even genetically engineered into the seeds to keep you know, to keep pests down and supposedly to increase yields and things of that nature. And that's probably become a very big reason why we have a lot of the allergies that we have. I can't conclusively say that, right. But it just feels like this was not happening when I was a child. And now all these problems are present and our immune systems are in such amazingly bad shape. And all of these allergies are kind of part of an immune issue because our body isn't just not capable of handling the specific food it's getting.
That's really interesting. Do you ever have these kinds of discussions with the farmers that you're buying from?
Oh, yes, frequently.
Really?
The farmers that I buy from, while a lot of them are not USDA certified organic, they employ organic growing means. Mm-hmm. And it's important in organic farming to replenish the soil and to grow your crops in a way that what's planted on that patch of ground one year versus what's planted on it the next year actually helps to nourish the soil for the next crop.
Yeah.
So the crop rotation and all of the different organic methods of making sure that the soil is rich and fertile and everything is very important to the people, you know, that I work with.
Yeah. It's funny. I've done a little bit of international travel, and one place that I went a couple of years ago, they had it was actually Madeira, which is owned by Portugal. And what's interesting is because it's so mountainous on Madeira, they grow their crops on terraces.
Yes, yeah.
And they actually mix their produce.
Uh-huh.
So you can have one row of one kind of vegetable and a row of something totally different in the next row. And it would seem to me that, based on what we're talking about here, that would be really a desirable way for the farming to take place.
Yeah, that's been a way it's been done. You know, neat rows of a garden were an invention of, you know, commercial farming and being able to fit equipment in and harvesting equipment and everything. But even in this country, you know, back in the day when the Native Americans were here, they grew crops that complemented each other. There's something they call the Three Sisters, I believe it is, and it's corn, beans, and squash.
Uh-huh.
And they're grown in a mound together. And the corn shades the other vegetables. The bean climbs up the corn stalk. The squash travels below it. You know, and it all works in synergy because the beans are a legumous vegetable and they help to feed the soil with nitrogen. And the other vines like the nitrogen in the soil and they just work together.
That's interesting. I'm sure this would be interesting to hear a farmer talking about this.
It would be. And I don't know that much about it, but to get to somebody who's really passionate about organic farming is just amazing to listen to it.
Wow, interesting. Well, we're about to wind down at this point, so I would like you to just share again just a brief moment about your business and how people can get in touch with you, phone number, email address, website.
Okay, so again, I'm Chef Pat Miller, and the business is Blue Moon Culinary. You can find me online at bluemoonculinary.com. You can also find me on Facebook or Instagram. Also, that's facebook.com/bluemoonculinary, and I believe the Instagram is at bluemoonculinary. And the phone number is 908-281-9222, or you can email me at chefpat@bluemoonculinary.com.
And then down the road, in the not-too-distant future, you'll have your schedule of where you'll, I guess, starting next year.
Yes, hopefully we'll have a schedule of our events, you know, places you can find us out and about, Chef About Town, we call that. And that will hopefully be up on our website in the near future, but it is available on our Facebook page. Every week on our Facebook page, our email newsletter gets posted, so you can see what kind of specials are going on, what's cooking this week, where I'm going to be, and basically what's going on with Blue Moon.
Okay, and if people have questions about your service or about your the food that you produce, your diets that you might recommend, they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, this has been really interesting to talk with you. I'm so glad you came today, and we'll have to get you back next time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
If we're on live Facebook next time, you can bring a dish or two.
Yes, definitely. We'll have to bring some food. I should never arrive anywhere without food.
That's it's funny. I had somebody come here with food recently that grows greens, and he didn't offer to leave me any.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, that wasn't any fun. So thank you for coming here, and I look forward to seeing you at BNI and, at the BW Nice and some other places as we go into the next year. So thank you very much, Chef Pat Miller, for being here today.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you at BW Nice tomorrow morning.
Okay. And thank you for listening to our program. This will be archived, so if you have friends who would like to hear this, you can go to the Hunterdon Chamber website. You'll see a link toward this program for today, December 11th, 2018. And goodbye. See you next time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has said he would partially shut down the government in a dispute with Democrats over the border wall. President Trump met with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House, where, again, the wall was a main topic of conversation.
Tremendous amounts of wall have already been built, and a lot of wall when you include the renovation of existing fences and walls. We've renovated a tremendous amount.
The president also had a message for Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring in.
The man who rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally will face life behind bars. That's what a jury is recommending. A judge will make the final decision on March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Asylum cases at the U.S.-Mexico border are spiking. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Trump administration's conceding that the number of asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border jumped by nearly 70% during the last fiscal year, which ended at the end of September. Officials say in 2017, the number of migrants filing claims was about 56,000. This year, the number jumped to nearly 100,000. The Fed's releasing the numbers, saying it's part of their effort to sell the idea of